Here's just one of the reasons it's great to be a member of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Are you ready to see the painting, Connie?
In a minute. I'm checking my FaceSpace account.
This is one of my favorites. You're going to love it.
Well, if it's one of your favorites, why are you hanging it at my house instead of yours?
Oh, Watson and I have officially run out of space on my gallery wall. And my backup gallery wall. Because of all my other favorites. There. Tomatoes around the world. What do you think?
Well, they all look the same.
Well, a tomato is a tomato. They just have different accents and social customs.
What about the squashed one?
Oh, Spain. Bull Run incident.
What in the world?
Madagascar, Fiji, Uruguay, and a tiny tomato from Rhode Island.
No, Penny, look at this message. It's from Tiffany with two I's.
How many one-eyed Tiffany's do you know?
The letter I. Her name is spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-I. And she made sure everyone in high school knew it.
Ooh, sounds like a delightful person.
Oh, she was awful. She filled my car with shaving cream. Ugh. Constantly mocked me in class. She even started the entire school calling me Five Head.
Five Head?
Yeah, because the top of my face is too big to be a forehead.
She made fun of your forehead?
Yeah, she said she could watch movies on it.
Well, I mean, looking at it now, it might be a little larger than normal. How have I not noticed this before?
I haven't heard from Tiffany in years. Which I'm completely fine with, by the way. And now I get this message, and you'll never guess what she wants.
To invite you over for movie night?
Haha, very funny. Listen to this. Connie! Wow, it's been so long since I've seen you. I need to come back to Odyssey for a work trip, and I'd love to get together for coffee. Hugs! Tiffany!
With two eyes!
There are seriously 9 exclamation points in here.
Guess she's excited.
But why does she really want to get together? She hated me, especially when she was sure she'd get valedictorian and I got it instead. Oh, hey, Jules, how is your... Oh, that good, huh?
I just cannot stand Valerie. She's the worst person in the entire world.
What happened?
She put glue on my seat in homeroom and then cereal on my seat in English.
Oh, so the cereal stuck. Clever. I mean, that's terrible. Very, very wrong.
The whole school was calling me the walking cornflake.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jules. Did the teachers do anything?
Oh, she got a slap on the wrist as usual. But that was just today. Valerie's made it her full-time job to make my life miserable. I can't believe I ever thought we were friends, you know?
That's even worse than Five Head.
What?
Oh, Penny and I were just talking about the mean girl from my high school, Tiffany.
With two eyes.
Huh, most Tiffanys I know have two eyes.
See, I thought the same thing.
Was there a mean girl at your school, Penny?
Oh, yes. And the worst part was that she worked on the yearbook staff. So, she elongated someone's neck, I won't say who, in her yearbook photo so she looked just like a giraffe. Ugh. And then changed the girl's senior quote to, "The leaves at the top of the tree taste best."
Well, I think your neck is just the right length, Penny. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Connie. That girl was just terrible. Mm.
Why does there have to be a mean girl at every school?
Well, Jules, maybe you can look forward to the day when Valerie wants to meet you for coffee because it's been forever!
That's why Tiffany messaged Connie.
Nope, wouldn't do it. First of all, she'd stick me with the bill. Secondly, why waste my time in the first place?
Maybe she could change?
Nah, once a mean girl, always a mean girl. Hey, what's her profile page say?
Let's see. Oh, of course.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah. Yep, still the same. Beautiful, smart, and successful. Look at this. She graduated from Harvard magna cum laude.
But you have an A- average at Campbell College.
She's the youngest VP at a software company.
Well, you're the assistant manager at Wits End. Oh,
and of course, she drives a convertible.
Which isn't nearly as safe as your hatchback.
Oh, look! She's dating an incredibly handsome brain surgeon.
Well, you have me for a best friend.
His name is Chip Marvel.
She's seriously dating someone named Dr. Marvel?
I guess.
So basically, she's coming to show off.
You think so?
Of course. She's still bitter about me getting valedictorian, so she's coming to flaunt how successful she is.
Are you turning her down?
Suggesting she have Dr. Marvel give her a brain transplant?
No, I'm setting up a time for coffee.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Look, regardless of her intentions, I'm gonna be the bigger person here. I'm happy with my life. So if she wants to tell me how impressive hers is, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I need to get ready for work. Excuse me.
You know, Penny, we could really teach Tiffany a lesson.
Hey, you didn't tell me you hung a painting in here, too.
Nebraska, at night!
Huh?
It's just a black canvas. Very soothing. Now, what are you thinking about Tiffany, Jules?
I'm thinking, what if Connie was more successful than Tiffany?
It's a little late to get her into Harvard.
Oh, I have much bigger plans than Harvard.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm here to see Connie.
Oh, yes, Miss Kendall. Do you have an appointment?
Well, sort of. Are you her assistant or something?
Oh, no. I'm not qualified for that. I'm the assistant to the assistant.
Jules!
Ah, but there's the assistant.
Have you responded to all those calls that came in today?
Yes, ma'am, and I also scheduled the talk show interview. Penny, this is Miss Kendall's 2 o'clock. Tiffany.
Oh, hi!
Hi.
Just consider yourself very fortunate that Connie fit you in on a day like today.
Wow, so what exactly does Connie...
Miss Kendall.
Of course, what does Miss Kendall do?
Oh, my.
You're kidding, right?
What doesn't she do?
She's a renowned author and talented playwright.
She hosts numerous popular radio shows.
She's the CEO of a successful wedding planning business.
Oh, we could go on and on.
But
and...
some things are top secret.
I had no idea. Her FaceBase page doesn't say much.
Of course not. She doesn't flaunt it. No flashy cars, designer clothes, bragging online. She's above all that.
Mm-hmm. Is she married? Engaged?
Well, she hasn't had time to narrow down her options just yet.
Flower delivery for Connie Kendall.
I'll take those and add them to the pile in the back.
The card's attached. Enjoy.
Look, Penny.
Yep. Yet another secret admirer.
Hi, everyone. Oh, hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Connie.
It's so good to see you. And
I have a delivery of chocolate-covered strawberries for a Miss Connie Kendall.
Whoa, for me?
I'll sign for you, Miss Kendall.
Thanks. Now, Tiffany.
And I'll put those with the others.
Others?
We'll make sure everyone gets a thank you. Oh, before you go to your 2 o'clock, here's tomorrow's schedule for you to review.
Schedule? Tiffany, I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Penny, can I speak with you in the kitchen?
Of course, Miss Kendall.
This is just not what I expected from Connie.
Penny, what is going on? And why are you calling me Miss Kendall?
Jules and I thought it would be helpful and maybe fun to show Tiffany that you're wildly successful and sought after.
Ah, so you two sent me those gifts.
Surprise! Okay, when Jules suggested the idea, I was a little hesitant, but then I realized it's okay to brag on your friends.
Yeah, but not to lie.
We weren't lying. You really did all the things we told Tiffany Two Eyes. You wrote a book and plays, you host radio shows, and have a wedding planning business.
That does one wedding every leap year.
She doesn't need to know that. You're actually very impressive on paper.
Thanks.
You should have a couple of assistants.
Well, I appreciate the thought, Penny. I really do. But I'm gonna go out there to set the record straight.
Oh.
Hi, Tiffany. Sorry about that. I just needed to talk to Penny.
Oh, no problem. I'm grateful you agreed to meet me at all. Jules was filling me in on all the things you've done since high school.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, you're actually the CEO of a wedding planning business?
Yeah, dreams by Constance. But CEO is such a strong...
You know, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but my friends and I always joked in high school that you'd just end up working at wit's end forever.
How funny is that?
Right? So it's amazing to hear all you've done.
Thank you. But enough about me. I'd love to hear how you're doing. And let's schedule a lunch tomorrow, since we don't have much time today. Can you pencil that in, Jules?
Of course, Miss Kendall. I'd be happy to.
Great.
Congratulations, Valerie. I heard the news about the fall festival.
Thank you.
Good job, Valerie. Break a leg.
Oh, you're too kind. Jules, really? Can't you see I'm walking here?
It's a hallway. We're all walking here.
Oh, sounds like you're a little jealous.
What?
Jealous, Jules. You wanted to be selected to sing the solo at the fall festival, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you tried out, but you just didn't want the part, huh? You weren't just a little disappointed when Miss Adelaide selected me?
I don't care about stuff like that, okay? I don't care.
Yeah, I believe that as much as I believe that's your natural hair color.
Wait.
Valerie!
Yes, Miss Adelaide!
Oh, fabulous news. Ted Humphries is coming here tomorrow with the camera crew from Channel 5. They want to do a video of you rehearsing to preview this year's fall festival.
No. A video of little old me?
Yes. You'll do the theater department proud, won't you?
I'll do my very best. It's an honor just to have them think about us.
Oh, I agree. Now you both better get to class.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, ma'am.
I cannot believe how fake you are. How can you even be so two-faced?
Because they're both so pretty. Ugh. Jealous Jules. That's your new name. I like it almost as much as the walking cornflake. Almost. See you later.
Someday, someone will put you in your place, Valerie Swanson.
Okay, that's the salad for Connie. You have the one for Tiffany?
Uh-huh. This is interesting.
Okay, you know, you would actually be a more helpful assistant to the assistant if you got off your computer and chopped some lettuce.
But look at this.
Oh, that's the prank site where Woojin does all his Christmas shopping.
Mm.
Last year, he got me a life-size mannequin of himself and put it in the passenger seat of my car. I got halfway to church before I realized I was having a one-sided conversation.
Yeah, they have a lot of great stuff. Read what it says about their best-selling exploding gook. Explodes out of a closed container as soon as opened, covering them in a green sticky substance. Stains for 24 hours and washes off with your favorite hand soap. This is perfect.
Yeah, Wooten would love that. But seriously, I don't have another hand, Jules. Can you grab that salad?
Sure, Penny. Just have to see. Ah, look at that. Sold at Walter's Joke and Game Shop. I can pick this up before tomorrow.
Jules!
Coming!
Okay, strawberry walnut salad for Miss Kendall. Oh.
And bacon gouda salad for Tiffany.
Mm. Oh, these look wonderful. Thank you both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Connie, you wanted your dressing on the side, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Of course. How could I forget? I'll be right back with another salad.
Great. Oh, and a refill on our strawberry lemonades?
Certainly, Miss Kendall.
Excuse us.
So, you're speaking at a conference on Thursday.
Yeah, to a bunch of computer programmers about our new software. Nothing exciting.
But you must be doing pretty well at your job to be put in charge of that.
Sure. I mean, I like my job. Enough. But it's not what I exactly dreamed of. Not like yours, apparently.
Well, I...
To be honest, my life isn't all it's cracked up to be. My boyfriend, Chip, just broke up with me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's probably for the best. His brain surgeon humor really got on my nerves. Like, what did the hippocampus say in his retirement speech?
I have no idea.
Thanks for the memories.
I don't get it.
Yeah, neither do I. But I laughed every time. Seriously, Connie. I know I wasn't the nicest to you in high school, but I really admired you. You always seemed to know who you were. And I'm really glad your life turned out so well.
Okay, I can't do this.
What?
My life did turn out well. I'm happy. I feel like God's directed me to be right here, right now. But this isn't my life.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't have an assistant or an assistant to an assistant. It's my friend and my sister trying to make me look successful.
Really? Oh, that's hilarious. Just to impress me?
I told them about how you were in high school and I think they wanted to show you up by exaggerating some of the pretty unremarkable stuff I'd done. And I went along with it. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. And actually pretty sweet of them to do this for you.
Wrong, but sweet. I can say I'm pretty successful in the friendship department.
And that probably counts the most. You always had great friends, and even a nice boyfriend, too. Jeff? Oh, what was his last name?
Lewis?
Yeah.
He's actually still in town. We hang out sometimes.
Oh, does he still have a major crush on you?
No. We're just friends, nothing more.
Okay. You know, we all hated that the cutest guy in school only had eyes for you, even after you broke his heart.
Well, Jeff's a good guy. But we're not couple material. Hmm. Hey, you know what? We should all hang out while you're in town. Are you doing anything tomorrow night?
Besides the meatloaf buffet at Hal's Diner? No. That would be fun to reminisce together, though. But don't you dare tell him I said he was the cutest guy in high school.
Deal. Oh, hey, Penny and Jules will be back any second.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably tell them the jig is up.
It sure is fun having assistants, though. I wish I had some.
Maybe I'll tell them in a little bit. We still have gourmet cupcakes coming. They're from my favorite bakery.
Let's tell them after we get our espresso.
Yeah. I like the way you think.
One, I have to prepare to be on television, people! And I need to get my lip gloss.
Hey, Valerie.
Ah, jealous Jules. What are you doing by my locker? Oh, coming to see how a pro prepares to be on TV.
Oh, that's today, isn't it?
Yes, it's today. You can watch tonight at 6 on Channel 5, along with everyone else in Odyssey.
Maybe I will.
Where is that lip gloss? Oh, what's this?
What?
There's a box in here. Someone left it in my locker. I wonder...
Oh. Young lady, you have to know I am very disappointed in you. Why on today of all days would you do this? I told you yesterday the television cameras were coming, and you cover yourself with green slime? The Fall Festival is our biggest event of the year, and you've made us a laughingstock. I hope you realize that a stunt like this is never appropriate. I'm calling your parents immediately.
My guardian.
Excuse me?
I live with my sister, Connie Kendall. As soon as Valerie started to open that box in her locker, I told her, "No, don't!" But she just rolled her eyes at me and started opening it anyway. So I pushed her aside and...
And got the green slime all over yourself instead.
Uh-huh. I thought I was being so smart, figuring out how I would get her all covered in slime when she was supposed to be on TV. But then, at the last second, I just couldn't do it.
It's called a conscience.
Well, I wish my conscience worked quicker. Or not at all.
Well, I'm really proud of you, Jules. You did the right thing. Eventually.
Thanks.
And, on a positive note, you found me the perfect prank to pull on Wooten for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, here. You can have the extra container. I don't want to see it ever again.
Oh, thanks.
Jules, don't touch anything, please. I just cleaned up.
Sorry.
Oh, that's Jeff now.
Oh, Jeff?
It's not like that, Penny. Hi, Jeff.
Connie, I'm here at the bakery.
Don't sit down.
Why? Don't they clean?
I'm talking to Jules.
Okay. What did you want me to get again?
A box of their gourmet cupcakes. Tiffany loved them.
Okay, what kind?
Be careful, the green.
Okay, so lime ones?
I'll just stand here and try not to breathe, huh?
Jules, I have a change of clothes upstairs in the storage room. Don't touch anything on the way there.
Fine. I'll go with you to be your hands.
Oh,
come
on.
Doesn't look like they have lime, Connie.
And be quiet.
They don't have lime.
Sorry, Jeff, not you. Wait a second. Tiffany is on some important call in Witt's office, so keep your voices down.
We'll be like mice. Green mice. Which one's the storage room again?
Second door on the right.
I know. Can you believe it?
Is that Tiffany?
Yes, she's still on the phone. We'd better...
Yeah. She's as idiotic as she was in high school.
Wait, is she talking about Connie?
And seriously, Megan, I think her forehead has actually grown.
Yep, she's talking about Connie.
And I'll have to tell you how she tried to impress me. Absolutely pathetic. But more importantly, my plan worked.
What plan?
Shh.
The crazy thing is, she was the one who suggested meeting up with Jeff. I know! The one who got away won't get away this time. We'll just have to figure out a way to ditch Connie. Right? And bonus points for me. This will only make Chip super jealous. He knows I still had a crush on Jeff. Oh, he'll be here in a few minutes, so I need to crimp.
Go, go, go! We have to tell Connie.
I can't believe it. She said that?
I'm sorry, Connie.
I can talk to her for you. I definitely have a few things I'd like to say.
No, we're not going to say anything. If she's still playing the high school bully, then her life must be pretty unsatisfying. I'm not going to make her life any worse by being nasty back.
So, wait. When she comes down, are you going to act like nothing's happened?
Well, I'm certainly not going to trust her or pursue a friendship with her. She's clearly not a healthy person for me to be around. But I'll do what I did in high school. Avoid her as much as possible and surround myself with people who support and care about me.
And that's us.
Right.
I told you before, once a mean girl, always a mean girl.
I guess so.
Well, that's not always true.
Wait, didn't you just hear Tiffany?
It doesn't mean that people can't change. See, that horrible girl I told you about who worked for the yearbook and altered photos?
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
You were a mean girl?
I'm not proud of it, but there were a couple of girls that I picked on mercilessly. I guess it made me feel powerful to try to make myself believe I was better than someone, since I didn't feel that great about myself or something.
I can't believe it. You? But you're Penny Bassett. You're one of the nicest people I've ever met.
But, Connie, I wasn't always. Thankfully, people can grow. They can change. Maybe they don't always, but they can.
So are you going to tell Jeff about Tiffany's plan?
Hey, everyone! Why is your face green, Jules?
Long story, but you look nice.
Oh, really? Well, it's been such a busy day, and I haven't had time to even look in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
Did you get highlights recently?
Oh, this? Yeah, there was a sale at the salon yesterday, so I thought, why not? So, is Jeff gonna be here soon, Connie?
Mm-hmm. Any minute.
I think he just pulled up.
Oh, is that him? Nice car.
So, what are your plans for tonight, Tiffany?
I don't care what we do, as long as we can all hang out together like old friends. Oh, is this another box of those gourmet cupcakes? Yum!
No, wait!
What is this? It's all over me!
Oh. Oops. It's green gook.
Oh, Tiffany.
They should probably label those boxes.
Yeah.
Look at me! I'm a mess!
Overlooking. Trust me.
Oh, I need to wash this off!
Can't.
Oh, it's permanent for 24 hours.
What? I have a presentation tomorrow morning. I'm speaking in front of 100 people! And then...
Hey, everyone. Oh, what?
Don't look at me! Let me out of here! Out of my way!
Was she green?
Yeah.
And Jules is green?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cupcakes?
Yeah!
At some time or another, all of us will run into mean people. And in today's adventure, we saw several different ideas on how to deal with them. But in the end, Connie decided the best thing to do was to treat the mean girl with kindness. As difficult as it may be to apply to our own lives, Connie made the right choice. 1 Peter 3 says, "Don't repay evil for evil or insult for insult. Instead, repay evil with a blessing." That's what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. The next time you encounter a mean girl or a mean boy, try acting out this verse. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Mean Streak was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Shona Kennedy, Kimmy Robertson, Lindsay Elena, Allison Sharp, Barbara Niles, and Gary Reed. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.